Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
John, how are you?
Good, Jess. You?
I am very well. We have so much to talk through because even though everyone hates the C word, we are fast approaching Christmas, and you can tell by what's on my desk and I'm sure what's on your desk over the last little while. So we're going to hold off on the gift guidey stuff for a minute, but we want to talk about gaming today and then also all of the new Google devices because there are plenty to talk through. But let's start with gaming because there's another new console in town.
There basically is. It's kind of Xbox has entered the handheld market, but it's if you kind of dig down into it, there's a bit more to it. So for a couple of years now, people have been picking up these handheld PCs. So the Steam Deck kind of started the trend, and I think that got more popular, kind of sold a hell of a lot more than people expected it to, given how niche of an audience it was pitching to. So over the last few years, the likes of Asus, Lenovo, and a few others, MSI, have been bringing their own takes on a handheld gaming PC. So think of it like a Nintendo Switch, but on steroids in terms of size and power and the likes. But now Xbox have teamed up with Asus to bring us the Ally and the Ally X. So their full titles are the Asus ROG Ally and the, Asus ROG Xbox Ally.
It just Ally rolls X. off the tongue.
Do you see how easy that was? Yeah. I'm usually proud of how well I can remember those pointless structured names, but that's where we are. I've been playing with the new Xbox Ally for the short term. So this is the more cost efficient or the kind of the entry level model on these two new devices. So this comes in at $599 and it's more powerful brethren or larger or more powerful brother is $899.
Okay, so we're looking at 600 or else 900 quid essentially for these two devices.
Yeah.
Before we get into the spec and what they do and all the rest, let's just talk through what was in the handheld realm, because I always think back to the good old days of the PSP. Do you remember the PlayStation
Loved
Portable?
It.
And it was just a gorgeous looking device.
Yeah.
That went for a burden. The Nintendo, obviously the Switches were kind of very dominant in that space. We actually reviewed the ROG, or I called it ROG because Ronan O'Gara, the ROG Ally last year on the Pat Kenny Show, and it featured as part of our gift guide. I hadn't really heard of it before. Is there anything else in this handheld space that's kind of a key contender?
I think Lenovo, as I mentioned, are a big one. They're coming out with their... this thing is a beast. It's the Lenovo Legion Go 2. It's like an 8.8-inch screen. So like even probably one of the biggest portable screens on a handheld in terms of when it comes to these gaming consoles that... It's got the most powerful chip from AMD, the Ryzen AI Z2 Extreme. So these guys aren't messing. And this is almost like a Switch in so far as it's got the functionality that you can pop off the side controllers as well.
Yeah.
So you can pop one of the right-hand controller section into a little dock that you kind of slide around on the desk like a mouse almost. So
okay,
it gives you that kind of functionality for first person shooters. So if you're playing titles on the Lenovo screen, you can kind of control it more like a mouse than you would with the thumbsticks.
Okay.
So those guys aren't messing around. MSI is another one that's a bit more niche but has the powerful, I think it's the Claw is the branding there. And then Asus obviously, and I know I'm forgetting a few others. Steam Deck runs SteamOS, which is kind of different to these Windows powered devices. So
yeah,
it gets very technical very quickly when you kind of start going into those particular areas.
Okay, so there's a lot going on. Let's
yep.
talk through this Xbox Ally device. The one that you have, what does it have in terms of under the hood?
Yeah, so this is the more cost efficient one. As I said, $599. You've got the AMD Ryzen Z2A processor, so just a bit less powerful than their top of the line chip. You've got 16 gigs of RAM. You've got 512 gigabytes of storage, so half a terabyte. Not too shabby, but to be honest, a lot of games are coming up on 60, 80, even 100 gigs.
They're huge.
They're huge. So I've already bought myself a 1 terabyte SD card, micro SD, that I pop straight into this Ally so that I can kind of download multiple titles rather than waiting. God, no, depending on your Wi-Fi, Jesus, you could be waiting days to get those big 80 gig, 100 gig titles down onto the device. You've got a 7-inch full HD, so a 1080p display, 120 hertz refresh rate with 500 nits of brightness. Now, this is the same display as you found on the Ally last year.
Yeah.
So they haven't really done much here, but there's nothing wrong with that. You know, the 7 inches,
it's gorgeous.
It's a good sweet spot. Yeah. 1080p is more than enough resolution and it's nice and crisp and clear. So it does the job. A 60 watt battery is underneath the hood. So that's, again, I think 50% bigger than last year's Ally. So this Xbox Ally has got a more, just a larger battery, really. And where you kind of really well tell the difference is just the sheer dimensions of this device. They've basically just jammed a screen into the middle of an Xbox controller. So I think last year's Ally is a bit more kind of curved and a bit more streamlined.
Yeah.
This really has the handles you would imagine on a game controller, on an Xbox controller, welded onto the sides to give it more kind of easier to hold.
Yeah, you brought it in and like that, it does feel like you are holding an Xbox controller, but your hands are further apart, obviously. So for long periods of play, I really have to question that design. Are you kind of resting your elbows on your tummy while you're playing? Because it's not exactly the lightest device in the world.
No, no, it's about 600. I don't have the exact weight here. It's about 600 grams. So yeah, it's not massively light, but I think the ergonomics of the handles from my own experience and from what I'm reading online, people are finding it creates this kind of trick effect that you think it's lighter than it is because you're kind of, your hand is holding more of it rather than your fingers.
I get
where you'd be pinching it with your fingers. But now the fact it's sitting into your palms more comfortably, it doesn't give you that kind of impression of pressure points. Again, it's about a week or two I've been playing with the device, so it's early days yet.
Yeah.
But I am genuinely, and like a lot of people online, are surprised by how well balanced it is.
Okay.
So it doesn't feel monstrously heavy when I am holding it for long periods of time.
Yeah, maybe it's just one of those things because it is a white console.
Yeah.
And because It looks a bit heavy and clunky. That would be my sort of first impression. Now, again, I haven't used it. I haven't played with it at all. We did review the one last year and like that, over a period of time, for short bursts, I think it was great. The other thing to note as well was that the battery wasn't fantastic on the one that I reviewed last year. So by the time your handies were getting tired, the battery was going anyway.
You're putting it down, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the spec in terms of the one that you have. How does that differ from the Notions version?
So the bigger, more expensive one, well, sorry, not bigger, it's the exact same dimensions, but it's just the more powerful Xbox Ally X. So you can kind of compare them to like the Series S and the Series X in terms of Xbox's consoles. Mm-hmm. That has the more powerful Ryzen AI Z2 Extreme processor. So that's got an MPU in there for neural processing. You've got 24 gigabytes of RAM, a terabyte of storage or an SSD storage built in there. So double the memory. And again, the same display, an 80 watt battery. So an even bigger battery. So adding a bit more to the weight, and it comes in a matte black finish. So just, you know, it's the more powerful one basically straight off the bat by the color palette. But yeah, I haven't got my hands on that one just yet. But that one really is, from what I'm seeing, it's just kind of one of the leading Windows handheld consoles because of the sheer power you're getting with that new AMD chip.
So just talk about that Windows thing, right? Because for people who aren't in this space, maybe there's someone in their life who's after one of these for the C word. What is the benefit of the Windows 11 being on a handheld?
Well, I guess that's the way they were able to get any sort of PC gaming functionality onto a device such as this. So I guess a cautionary thing I will say to listeners is that obviously it has the Xbox branding, so you may be under the impression that you go into a shop, you pick it up, you take it out on Christmas Day and your kids can start playing it straight away. This is more like starting up a Windows PC where you got to do all the updates, you've got to download the latest versions of Windows, then you got to update your Xbox apps, you got to download. So there's a lot more.
So Santa
admin.
Would want to, you need to, so if anyone is thinking of getting this from Santa, you basically need to write at the bottom of the letter, please look after all of the setups so that we're not having this headache in Christmas.
Yes, yeah, Santa will have a bit of work on his hands to get this kind of just up and running so that it's kind of usable day one within the first couple of hours on Christmas Day. I said the C word, sorry. but yeah, it's just, that's something, it's my first kind of foray personally. And I've done console gaming, I've done handheld gaming with the Switch, with the PSP, the PS Vita, all the different kind of dedicated gaming consoles where this, as you said, it's got Windows running in the background. So it is a laptop with a screen and it runs this. What makes this one stand out as of right now is that they've developed this Xbox full screen experience. So it really makes it that bit more approachable, that when people do finally set it up and they power it on for the second or third time, it'll boot into what looks like an Xbox dashboard.
Okay.
So it's a very kind of more familiar feeling of people that are used to Xbox consoles. But if you press a couple of buttons, you can get into the back end or into what is basically your desktop, your Windows desktop, and you can use it like a PC. You can hook this up to a big monitor. You could run Teams on it if you're really that inclined. But they've done a lot of software tweaking and editing to make sure that if you're not in that Windows desktop setup, they will kill it in terms of its processing demands and requests, so all the power that's left can go into your games.
Okay.
To make it so that you're not losing battery, you're not losing graphical power, basically focusing on running Teams in the background. So it'll cull that.
And how finicky is it to navigate that initial setup? Like, are you better off doing it with whether it's a mouse and a keyboard or whatever, or what's the best way?
There is a touch screen, so you can I think when you're using the Xbox kind of full screen experience, the controller itself, the mounted buttons and the thumbsticks let you kind of navigate kind of conveniently enough. But when you do jump into the Windows 11 side of things, I found myself using the touch screen a lot more, just for because there wasn't loads of functionality that I could gain from using the thumbsticks to get around Windows. Now again, it was early days for me, so I don't know if I was doing it wrong, but I think, to your point, if you have an ability to connect up a Bluetooth controller or a Bluetooth mouse and keyboard, or if you can dock it with a USB Type-C cable to a bigger screen that has mouse and keyboard connected, that probably is going to be your better bet to get things done much quicker.
Okay. Well, that's a good tip. So let's just talk about it then in terms of the gaming, because we spoke about everything else. So in terms of the gameplay, what titles did you start off on and how did you find it?
Yeah, so it's basically, as I said, a PC. So you can run Xbox games that are also available on PC. So that's quite an important caveat too, because there's certain Xbox titles that are basically console only. You can't technically play them on your PC or on basically on this handheld. So you just got to be careful in that sense. It's obviously Xbox Game Pass is the subscription service we spoke about a number of times.
Yes.
That's kind of at the forefront here. They have unfortunately upped the prices quite recently, but it's still fantastic value for money. So the people that are time rich, I think was the term, or people that had a lot of time to spend and a lot of money they can spend to pay for the subscription, you can download a lot of those Xbox Game Pass titles with the Ultimate subscription that gives you Xbox Game Pass PC onto the device, and you can play those natively.
How much is Game Pass now?
It's $26.99 a month.
Ooh.
So it was $17.99, and I think there's been a delay in Ireland in particular, that if people were on reoccurring payments, or what's that called, the kind of the auto-renew payments, that legally, I don't know if this is actually a fact, that they couldn't really just bump you up to the new price without giving you a 60-day kind of grace period.
Okay.
So I think a lot of people in Ireland, or gamers around Europe and certain territories, were getting emails going, look, you've seen the price increases, but just so you know, if you're in auto-renew on your subscription, you won't get bumped up at your next renewal date. That's all still kind of being ironed out. But anyway, Game Pass is getting more expensive. They bought Activision Blizzard King, that big purchase, $69 billion. Someone has to pay for it.
And it's you.
It's us, the gamers. Yeah. And the diehards, the people that have loads of time, loads of money.
Oh, well.
So it's got, and again, cloud gaming, which is obviously Xbox has been leading the charge for years. You can stream your games. If you've got solid Wi-Fi at home, you can stream from the cloud directly to this console.
Yeah.
Game Pass titles are all basically in the cloud, the majority of them. And then finally, you can stream your own Xbox directly to it. So if you're out and about and you want to play a game that's installed on your Xbox and you just want to jump in quickly rather than having to download it directly onto your Ally console or handheld, you can stream your Xbox from home to it. So there's lots of functionality, lots of variability. And that's something I found giving me more excitement about the device, more kind of the opportunities, the versatility of how I jump into a game is there, and there's many different formats. And I think the best thing they've done is they've opened the ecosystem up, so it's not just Xbox. If you're a Steam member, if you are an Epic Games Store member, you can install all those stores onto the console, download the titles you own, and then they will sit nice and tidily in your Xbox full screen experience beside your Xbox games. So all your games will just sit very kind of convivially or friendly beside each other. So you're not going opening Steam, closing Xbox, opening Epic, you know. They're all listed there, nice and easy for gamers to jump in and out of their titles as they see.
Okay, that's fab. And then in terms of the like the look and the feel and all the rest, like you said, it's not a massive difference from the previous iteration, but from the bit that I saw there when you came in,
yeah,
it looks beautiful.
Yeah, look, it's a big obnoxious handheld gaming thing that's kind of, it's form over funk or style over substance. I don't know what the term is, but it gets the, you know, it's got fans running in the background, so it's got to be kind of chunkier than you might expect to keep everything cool. The ergonomics, as you mentioned, the handles are there that kind of a lot of the other kind of handheld PC devices like the Steam Deck say doesn't have those kind of jutting out ergonomics where you could grab onto to play for longer periods of time. Each to their own. I do like them. I think it just makes it more comfortable to use. And yeah, you can't ignore the fact that it's got light up little kind of LED lights around the thumbsticks to make it, you know,
slick.
It's all PC gamers love those LED lights. It's slick, it's cool. And I guess if you're a child or a teenager unpacking this on Christmas Day, you're going to be impressed.
Okay, well, look, we might check in with you in a few weeks' time when you've had more time to play around with it. And we will, of course, be doing our gaming gift guide in the coming weeks. If you've any questions, if you're unsure what to ask from Santa, you can email us, techtalk@newstalk.com, and we will answer as many as we can. John, you're going to stay with me because when we come back here on News Talk, we're going to talk through the new lineup from Google.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.